And then we receive from the priest's hands the Eucharist. We receive absolution. We receive anointing, these sacraments, for the very purpose of doing what he commanded his apostles to do. The Eucharist is given to us to strengthen us so that we can go out and serve one another, that we can wash each other's feet. Because quite frankly, what's our natural inclination? I don't know about you, and maybe I'm alone in this, but my natural inclination is to take care of number one. My natural inclination is to say, I want to take care of me. I want comfort. Why doesn't everybody else just see this and come and take care of me? And so I have to push myself down and say, no, that's not the right order. It's not me first, others second, and God third. It's God first, others second, and I am third. And when we look at how Jesus, the God of the universe, bent down to wash the disciples' feet. Now, I know there are people out there who struggle with touching other people's feet. I know there are people that struggle with that. They think it's disgusting, and in a level it is. But today, think about it. We take a bath, we take a shower, we put on socks, we put on our shoes. They're pretty clean, maybe sweat a little bit, but that's about it. In Jesus' day, they didn't have Nikes. In Jesus' day, they had sandals. In Jesus' day, they didn't have cars. I know this is a surprise for a couple of you. They didn't have cars. They had animals to help kind of carry their luggage and their baggage around. Animals are great, but they leave stuff around. You're walking in sandals. You seeing where I'm going with this? Do I have to draw the picture? But we see Jesus bending down, the God of the universe, bending down to wash these dirty feet. This is the job of a slave. Not even a servant could be paid enough to do this. This was the job of a slave. And when he gets up, what does he say? Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow so that as I have done for you, you should do also. Jesus gives us the strength through the Eucharist. And when we fall through absolution, through the priest's hand, he gives us the strength so that we can say no to ourselves and bend down and wash the feet of each other. So that we can reach out in service even when we don't feel like it. And it's pretty hard to do because naturally we want to take care of ourselves. But God will give us the virtue. He will cultivate that in us if we keep striving, if we keep working, if we say, yes, I want to go beyond myself. I'm going to say no to myself, to my own desire for comfort, my own desire for whatever. And I'm going to go beyond that to serve. But in God's mercy, He doesn't just tell us to. He does it Himself first. He says, I'm not going to ask you to do anything I'm not willing to do first. Will you follow me? Will you walk with me? Will you stand up and be one of mine, which will not be too proud to humbly bow down and serve someone else? As I have done, so also you should do. And so we can reach out and touch the body of Christ, not just in the Eucharist, but in the people around us. As we feed the hungry, and give drink to the thirsty, and clothe the naked, and visit the sick or the imprisoned, to bury the dead, as we do all these things in reaching out in service to others, we touch Christ and we get to be Christ to others. What mercy that once we've received Jesus and we're one with Him, we get to go out and be Christ to the world. My sisters and brothers, let us thank God for His mercy that He's poured out upon us today. Poured out upon us that we remember in this Mass, this Holy Thursday. The institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, the command then with those gifts to go out and serve. May we keep our eyes fixed on the One who has served us, so that we may do as He has done.